building relationships that last. It begins with improving one's self-esteem, looking beyond face value, and choosing the right partner. You too can have the marriage of your dreams.
Praise God. So, but for us, we are doing dating under the influence, because it's possible to be dating, but you are not the one in control. You are not in your full or right senses. And why is that important? It is important because the period where you choose and the period where you are in a relationship is very vital to the success of the marriage itself. The choosing of a partner and the relationship itself is very vital to the success of your marriage. All right? Marriages don't just succeed or fail overnight. Marriages don't just succeed or fail overnight or randomly. All right? If the right steps are taken from the beginning, then the chances are very high that it will end in success. If the wrong steps are taken from the beginning, the chances are very high also that it will end in failure. All right? A good marriage is not something that happens by luck. It's not something that happens by chance. That is try your luck. You don't know how it could be, you know? I always hear people say things like, you know, marriage is like they give you a gift in a box and you don't know what's inside. Then you get home, you now open it. That's when you see what's inside. Have you heard that saying before? Please discard that rubbish. Hallelujah. If you follow the right principles, you should know what's in the gift. You can't get home and be acting surprised. It is that mentality that makes a lot of people walk out of marriage, because they'll say, no, this is not what I was expecting. I want to try again. Give me another gift. Hallelujah. So, if the right steps are taken from the beginning, and that is what we are trying to do by all these teachings, if the right steps are taken from the choice, from your ability to choose the partner, and from how you conduct yourselves during the dating or the courtship period, it will increase or improve the chances of the marriage ending successfully, the marriage becoming a success. Hallelujah. Okay, so we'll look at a few things that can influence your courtship or your decision for who to marry unjustly or unduly. Things that can influence you unduly. They have the power to influence your decision of who to marry unduly. Like I've said, the decision is the most important part. I mean, your decision for who you marry is up to 90% of your marriage. If you choose right, I mean, the chances are just high you will end up a success. If you just choose right. So the real cocoa is in the choosing. Many people, like I said, just do it anyhow. Let me just choose anybody. I'm tired. I can't wait. Anybody that comes, I will just marry. My sister, listen. Or my brother, whoever you are. Ask the people that are inside. All of them wished, you know, they can do it all over again. They always say it, that I wish I knew all these things before I got married. Now, you that are here, you know all these things now. You have a chance and a choice to choose right, to make it right. So take advantage of it. What are these things that can influence you unduly? Things that have the capacity to influence your choice wrongly. All right? So these are the things we're looking at. Number one, common thing I've discovered that influences people is prophecy. Prophecy. Because we are Christians, so a lot of us have this thing around. So somebody will just come and prophesy to another person that, sister, the Lord say you are my wife. That I was in the dream yesterday. I got to a well. I wanted to fetch water and I had no fetching pail. Now go back home and bring your fetching pail. It's like, I got to the well, I had no fetching pail. Then I saw you coming and you give me fetching pill. And the Lord said, drink water out of your cistern. This is thy wife. Praise God. So many people have entered marriages that they didn't want to enter. They didn't like the person. But because of prophecy. See, most marriages that end violently, most marriages that end very badly, go and check. The problem started from the foundation. That's where the problem is. For those of us that are a bit knowledgeable about relationships, we are never surprised. When people say, we want to break up, we are not marrying again, it's not a big deal. I will just go to the foundation. The problem was there all along. You just ignored the problem until it became difficult to ignore. Most times when you marry wrongly like this, out of the wrong influence, it will show at the end of the day. It doesn't hide for long. It always pops up its head. So don't marry for prophecy. Don't marry out of prophecy. Don't let somebody prophesy you into a marriage. Either it's the person that is toasting you or proposing to you, or even a pastor that is neutral. Just come and prophesy that, hey, I see you. Your wife is yellow. Very yellow. And you see the guy, truly, he'll be looking for yellow girls all over Lagos. I'm telling you real life stories. Somebody, a pastor, told him, you, in your destiny, it's only yellow girls you can marry. And truthfully, the guy will wake up all over, you will see black godly girls, say, no, I have prophecy that is yellow, except you can bleach. If not, you are not the one. It's yellow, they told me. And they'll be running with that vision. You can't marry out of prophecy. Real relationships are not built out of prophecy. Usually the principle of spiritual things is that the source of a thing is the sustenance of that thing. If something is born out of prophecy, it has to be sustained by prophecy. Hallelujah. If it's born out of love, then it's sustained by love. If it's born out of prophecy, then it has to be sustained by prophecy. It means you guys have to prophesy into yourself throughout the marriage. Every time you're angry, you prophesy. That's Sister Jane. The Lord say you're angry. Forgive. Except that, though. Don't let anybody twist you into marriage by what they claim the Lord has said. God is not a gossip. God wants to lead all his children. The Bible says, as many as are led of the Spirit of God, they are what? The sons of God. What this means is that every child of God is entitled to be led by God. Please don't marry by prophecy. I don't care who prophesied it. Right, your grandmother before she died. Whether it's your pastor or your prophet. I don't care who prophesied it. Marriages are never... You will never see in the Bible where Apostle Paul prophesied to somebody to marry somebody. It's Apostle Paul prophesied. Hey, Timothy, my son, thou shalt marry... who is the woman in New Testament? Eh? Priscilla. Priscilla had husband. Give me a woman that didn't have husband in the Bible. Eh? Mary Magdalene. Hey. Or even, just imagine. James, thou shalt marry Mary Magdalene. The Lord said it. Did you see anywhere in the Bible? Where in the New Testament, a pastor or a prophet prophesied to somebody for who to marry? It's never done. It's not a scriptural principle. You know, marriage itself carries with it responsibility. Anything that removes the responsibility from you in marriage has given you an escape route. Because if they prophesy you into the marriage, you will come and say, I didn't love this girl. It's just prophecy. It's because the Lord said it. This is not who I wanted to marry. I had a girlfriend I wanted to marry in Australia. But when the prophet said it, no. Marriage carries responsibility. It means that if you are making a decision, you must be ready to back up that decision with action. So if it's prophecy, it is not your fault. It's not you that chose. God doesn't do all the choosing for you in marriage. He can guide you, but he will allow you to choose. The principles are there in scripture. When Adam was looking for a wife, what did God do? God said, I'm looking for a helpmeet for Adam. God brought all the animals to Adam. The scripture is there, of course. I know you know the scriptures. God said, Adam needs a helpmeet. God said, it's not good for this man to be alone. I will find him a help. And the first set of people or set of choices that God brought Adam were animals. And as they were coming, they say Adam saw all of them and he named them. What this means is that when they came, he was able to know the ones to friend zone. It's not everybody that enters your life that is for marriage. You know, some people are so obsessed with getting married, so they only see from that eyes. Once you say hi, they are checking if you're eligible.
No. Some people greeting you or talking to you, there is their brother that might eventually marry you. Is their friend that might eventually marry you. Is their neighbor or their member of their church that might eventually marry you. It's not everybody that crosses your path that is an eligible bachelor or spinster for you. So don't live your life, you know, everything. Don't process everything on the basis of marriage. That's why some people have, they meet someone, they know they can't marry this person, so they are not friendly to the person. Not knowing that the person is somebody that can link them somebody tomorrow. So it's just like you wear Rebecca, you can clap, going to clap. Hallelujah. It's just like the way Rebecca did. The old man that was looking for wife for Isaac wasn't the kind of person she would have married. He was a servant. He was an old man. But she treated him nicely. She was polite. She helped him fetch water for himself and for his camels. Many girls have missed their Isaac because an old man or a broke man came first before the Isaac. So they just looked at the person and said, I can't marry this one. And they became rude. Many girls do it. They see a guy that doesn't have a car, wearing only slippers. By the time they say, hi, just eye you. Stop processing every human being on the basis of marriage. Hallelujah. Very important.
Hi there. Can I invite you to church? Any of these Sundays, on the mainland, we have service starts at 7:30 a.m. The second service at 9 a.m. The venue is Spangdam's bus stop behind the PHCN office at a mall of Lagos. And if you stay anywhere on the island, our service on the island starts at 10 a.m. The venue is right beside Meadow Hall Schools, after 12 roundabout Lekki, Lagos. I look forward to seeing you there. You'll be my special guest.
So Adam knew that it's not everybody that entered his life that was married material. Immediately he saw the person, he knew that this one is friend zone, this one is colleague, this one is brother in department, this one is my prayer partner. He knew what they were. It's not everybody that is husband or wife. Some girls, everybody that crossed their path, they date the person. Have you met this kind of girls before? Anybody that passed, they date. They'll date you and say, you're not the one there, but they've dated you and slept with you. You're not the one. So 100, they've dated 100 people in the same church. Because you say hi, they say yes. What's wrong with you? They date everybody. That's the only thing they think about marriage. No. When God brought all these people to Adam, Adam was naming them, say, you lion, move. You elephant, move. You rat, move. He knew that they're not married people. But God didn't choose for him. After they finished that roll call, they said there was not found any help meet. So what they were looking for was help meet. That's wife. Say, after the roll call, look at this here now. He said, Adam gave names to all cattle, and to all the fowl of the air, and to every beast of the field. He said, but for what? Adam, there was not found what? So who were they looking for here? Helpmates. All the while they were bringing animals, who was helping. Sometimes God passes people through your life to see, is this what you want? You need to know what you want enough to know that this is not what I want. Many people, they just pass donkey. They carry him, saying, a donkey, I go manage. Then they carry the donkey, reach out, find out, say, donkey, no, he's talking now. God wasn't thinking you would take it, but you just pass it, just carry him. Donkey probably has a male donkey waiting for her to marry her on the line, but you enter it, reach your front, you chop her. Hallelujah. There was a place I ate. There's a Japanese restaurant I ate, very nice place. Some of you must have seen those things before. All the food there on like on a platter or something, and the thing goes around. So when you sit down on your table, you know, if you see what you like, you take it. If you're like this, if you don't know what they are or you don't like them, let it be passing. Don't touch it. Greet the thing. Make it pass. Somebody know what it be. You don't know. Just see the thing. It look like snake. Or it look like frog. Just greet them. Thank you. Pass. When I see the one it look like meat pie, I say, I know this one. Bring them. Put them. So that's how it is. So that's how marriage is. People are passing through your phone. Somebody they're not for you. It's for the next person next to you. But it has to pass your phone. But you don't hijack them. Chop them. You can't give your running stomach. It's not everything you eat. And the way does those things work, they put the prices on it. Yeah, some it looked nice, but the price didn't look nice. Because it was in dollars. So when the thing passed, this thing fine one, it's small. Two small things. When I look the price, I say, pass. Pass, God forbid, but they move here. You know how much I'll be in my country, my friend, move. Small thing, it looked cute, but the price didn't look cute. I say, move. When I say, don't look like a band, you draw super. I say,
Hallelujah.
So Adam knew that's the next wife. And by time they brought Eve. You see, God never told Adam that, Adam, this is your wife. God doesn't do that. Because marriage, your choice for marriage requires responsibility. If God chooses for you, you will hide behind that. Say, no, it's not me. You know, I don't love this. I don't know what am I doing in marriage. God, me, I'm just having you. It's you that says I should marry this girl. That's what Nigerians will say. So God doesn't do that. God brought Eve to Adam. He said he brought her to see what he will call them. And when Adam saw Eve, he said in his own words, this is now, mean I've been checking the other people out, none of them work. He said, but this is now what? Bone of my bones and what? Flesh of my flesh. That's why as a guy and as a woman, you should have an idea of what you're looking for in a spouse. Spiritually engineered, not that you watch Telemundo and you use that to coin who you marry. No. This is things based on spiritual qualities. So that when you see the thing, you should have to at least recognize it. Adam said, this is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. Adam took that one. It was Adam's choice. God orchestrated it, but he will allow you to make the choosing. That's why there is not one person in this world designed for you that you must marry. No, there are many good options. And God presents the options. You will do the final choosing. Because whatever you choose, you need to live with that choice. Somebody getting this? Because some people always ask me, is there one person in this whole world that God has designed that it must be this person? No. God gives you many good options. You will choose and speak to that decision when you choose. Hallelujah. So, don't let anybody prophesy into marriage. Many years ago, people were coming out to do Thanksgiving offering. They were in a line. And the pastor got into the spirit. Hey! And he told the sister that the man behind you, it's your husband. The woman is a serious Yoruba woman. The guy is a serious Igbo guy. They had nothing in common. They were not flowing. They were not thinking. They were not working together. But because pastor had prophesied, they married. The fighting that went on in that marriage, I mean, it's tougher than Mike Tyson and Evander Holyfield. They fought from beginning till the end. Of course, the marriage couldn't make it. Because once the foundation is faulty, what can the righteous do? Don't let anybody prophesy into marriage. Alright? You make your own choice and stick to that choice. So one of the first undue influence is prophecy. Prophecy. Some of you, you've even met somebody good to marry. Two of you want to marry. Then somebody wants to use prophecy to break you. Somebody prophesied to my wife that I'm not her husband. Well, how many years now? That prophecy is still failing. I'm very a husband. I am very a husband with proof. With three children. Very a husband. Hallelujah. Very, very. Somebody prophesied that. Somebody prophesied that I'm not a husband. So you can't live on these things. Some of the people prophesying to you are not hearing God. It's not God that told them. God is not a gossip. Why would God go and tell somebody when he can talk to you? He wants to talk to you. Hallelujah. Don't let anybody use prophets to confuse you. That this is your husband. That is your husband. That's your wife. How? Somebody you don't know from anywhere. Somebody you don't like. God will never force you to marry somebody you don't like. I've seen people, those days when we're young, a lot of people use those kind of things. Say, I don't like the girl. It's God that forced me. Shut up. That's a lie from the pit of hell. God will never force you to marry somebody you don't like. You must like the person. Because you're the one that's going to live with the person. God will force you there. As if you not sit down like a cock, like fowl that they are tied. I'm not saying everything they are begging you to do, you don't want to move. Because you are forming that God push you here. That's a big lie. If you don't like the person, leave the person. Don't use prophecy as an excuse to marry someone. So that's the first undue influence I've seen that has affected people. Prophecy. Alright? Second one. Second undue influence is sex. Sex and sexual related issues. One of the reasons why marriages will get weaker and weaker is because of a lack of sexual discipline in many people. Lack of sexual purity. The more people
indulge in sexual promiscuity, the lesser the chances of them being at the state of mind to make the right choices. Sex influences you greatly. It impacts you. It impacts your ability to even think straight. Hallelujah. Ah. If you're a guy here, listen. You cannot be sexually aroused and be mentally aroused at the same time. It doesn't work like that. Once you are sexually aroused, your mind has gone on vacation. Scripture tells us that. There's a guy, David's children. He loved his sister. He said he loved his sister so much he could not eat. And his friend told him, rape the girl. So he organized for the girl to bring food for him. He raped the girl. The moment he slept with the girl, he didn't want to touch her again. He said he doesn't want it again. All the while, before he raped the girl, he could not think. He said he could not do anything. He could not even eat. You cannot be sexually aroused and mentally aroused at the same time. Or mentally alert at the same time. So, if you are praying and looking for who to marry and you are sleeping around, chances are high. You will not be in the frame of mind to even be able to identify a good spouse. When you see people that sleep around the Lord, they will tell you there's no wife in Lagos. Meanwhile, they have 10 girlfriends, but say there's no wife. He can't see. He can't see the good ladies around him because his mind has been sexually infected. Can't see.
I believe your relationships have been strengthened by the message you just watched. I want to give you a chance to enter the most important relationship of your life, and that is the relationship with Jesus Christ. If you are watching me right now and you are not born again, I want to pray with you. Just close your eyes and say after me, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I accept you today as my Lord and Savior. Forgive me my sin. Wash me with your blood. I receive the grace to serve you all the days of my life. Thank you, Father, for I am born again. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. If you prayed that prayer with me, you are now born again. There are numbers on the screen. Please call the numbers. Someone will be willing to speak with you. God bless you.